listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and it's time for our live local interview. In the studio with me today, we have three members of the Sitka Sound Slayers All-Stars, Double Decker, Barb Gordum, and Risky Mistress. So thanks, folks, for joining me today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning. This is great to have you in here because I've been interested in this for a long time, and I actually haven't made it to a game yet because there always seems to be something else going on in town. But I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it to one of these. So I'm going to start with Double Decker. Tell us a little bit about what you've got going on here.
Well, we are really excited. This weekend, we're hosting the Juno Roller Girls for a game, and we have Fireweed Dancers as our halftime. And so we just got back from the United We Roll tournament, and this was the championship matchup. So we're excited to welcome them to Sitka, and it should be a really great, very competitive game.
So this is a rematch from the championship game. So tell me what happened in the championship game.
Well, it was a great game. We had a lot of fun that weekend. And in the championship game, we all just came together and worked really hard and held them back and won by almost 100 points. So we were super excited to bring home the trophy, which is a pink roller skate.
And does it travel amongst the players, or does it live in some hallowed place somewhere?
It's going to be traveling amongst our sponsors because we've been super fortunate to have a lot of sponsors that have helped us get to this tournament. I mean, traveling in Alaska is not easy. So we're going to have the skate going from sponsor to sponsor, so they all get to be a part of it too.
Nice. So traveling. So this tournament was in Wasilla, is that correct?
Yes. That's right. Yes.
So tell me, how many people did you send there, and what was the weekend like for the championship?
We brought 12 skaters, one coach, and five referees to Wasilla, and it was a two-day tournament, and I believe there were 11 teams competed, 11 mm-hmm. teams from all over Alaska. So it was a really great bonding experience to travel with that many people.
And a lot of gear, I imagine, too.
Right? And not gear that smells great either.
It's poor radio, TSA agents. Okay.
But in order to, I mean, we got a lot of team bonding in. We work together, and everything that we've been working so hard for over the past year, just it really all came together that weekend, which is really rewarding.
Well, congratulations. So this Saturday, you've got a rematch with these folks. And where and when will that take place?
Our game will be at the Hames Athletic Center. The doors open at 6. I think our first whistle is at 7 o'clock.
Okay, mm-hmm. Since I've never been to one of these, I'm sorry to confess that, but tell me what I can expect if I arrive at 6 o'clock to Hames on Saturday. What can I expect?
I think the gym, it fills up with people. There's skaters warming up on the track. We have concessions. We have beer and wine. And so it's kind of just a relax. You get music going, and our announcers are talking. And then about 7 o'clock, things get rolling.
Get rolling. Did you
Good
do that
one.
On purpose? That
was, I that, didn't. That was good.
It's a real high energy game. And I think one of the most fun things is that it's such a spectator friendly sport.
Family friendly.
Family friendly as well. And, you know, you could have absolutely no idea what's going on with the strategy and have an absolute blast because we're on roller skates, and how fun is that?
It absolutely sounds like fun. Of course, I was thinking about the last time I roller skated, which is probably a really, really long time ago, and I think there was probably a live organist.
That would be fun.
That was fun. It was back in the day, you know. But of course, the hard part was turning around and having everybody go the other way, but I know you folks are way better at skating than I ever was or ever will be.
We all started out like that too. None of us grew up playing roller derby. I mean, when I strapped on skates the first time here, I hadn't skated since, you know, my 7th birthday party.
Wow.
Yeah, we all learned.
Wow, that's fantastic. So that's one meet you have. Speaking of family friendly, right? So you've got some kind of a development program that's underway as well. The youth roller derby. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we are really excited to offer junior roller derby this summer as a Slayers sponsored event through community schools. This is for boys and girls age 6 to 17. It's going to be starting on June 7th through August 4th with a really fun bout on August 6th so they can show all their family members all that they've learned. It's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6:30 to 7:30, and you can sign up at community schools.
Okay, again, that starts on June 7th, right? So there's a little bit
That's
of time
right.
to sign up for
That's
that.
That's right.
Although not too far away, right? That's only about a month away now, is that right? Oh, gosh. So if you find somebody that's just a stellar performer, then can they, I guess they have to turn 18, right? And then they can join the your team?
Mm-hmm. That's right. They have to be 18.
Yeah.
And you have two teams, the She-Devils and the All-Stars. So you folks are all members of the All-Stars. But tell me a little bit about the other team that you have.
The She-Devils are our B team. We were just able to develop that team this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been really great. It's been great for the growth of the league. It's been great for some of the newer skaters coming in to kind of get their feet under them and start to understand how the league works and understand the game and work together. I think over the last couple of years, our All-Stars team has gotten really competitive, and sometimes it's intimidating for newer skaters coming onto the team to jump into that, which is where the B team's really great. But we have a great program that allows them to develop quickly and become a team, and they get to play games and be 100% a part of the league and a part of the sport.
So you must have a lot of people to be able to field these two teams. And I guess a question is, how many skaters are there during competition at any one time? On your team?
On the track, there are going to be five players from each team.
Okay.
Four players from each team are the blockers, and they're going to be playing mostly defense. And one player from each team is called the jammer, and they're going to be playing mostly offense. But on a roster, we can have 14 people. Mm-hmm. So most of the time, it'll be five people on the track, and I can't even do math all of a sudden, nine people on the bench. Waiting for their turn, and in that way we're able to kind of alternate who's on the track, and everyone gets a little bit of a rest.
And everybody gets to skate.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's part of the plan. Yeah. So how big is the team altogether?
We have about 20 active skating skaters.
Mm-hmm. How many did you take to Wasilla? Or how many do you typically take to an off-site event?
We took 12 skaters to Wasilla. 14 is the max, but 12 is the number that, you know, we practiced with and we felt comfortable taking.
And I know this is an international sport, so you competed against at least one international team up there.
They were all from Alaska when we were playing at United We Roll.
Do you have a team from Whitehorse?
Well, that's what's coming, the team that's coming here.
That's
I'm glad you brought that up. Just a few weeks away, we are actually hosting two teams for a super fun doubleheader. And Sika will be able to watch the She-Devils, which is our B team, playing the Yukon Roller Girls. They're from Whitehorse. And then the All-Stars will be playing Boomtown Derby Dames from Wasilla. So that first game starts at 5, the second game starts at 7, and that's again on June 4th.
That sounds like fun. You have a full schedule. How long is the season?
Our June 4th doubleheader game marks the end of our season.
Okay.
But we will be starting up again August 15th, and our season will run until June 15th of next year.
Do you have a schedule already for next year for events, for games?
We have a framework that we're trying to fill with other teams to come here, so we're working on that right now.
Mm-hmm. Great. How do people find out more about this wonderful social and athletic organization?
You can, of course, find us on Facebook, the Sika Sound Slayers. You can email our league at sikarollerderby@gmail.com. You can ask any Slayer that you know. They can point you in the right direction and give you any information you need.
Tickets are available from any Slayer as well for the
event. That's right, at Old Harbor Books.
Old Harbor Books, yeah. or your favorite Slayer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And there's lots of ways to get involved with the Slayers. You can come and skate with us. There's lots of ways to also volunteer. We're looking for officials and non-skating officials, and we couldn't do what we do without our our amazing officials squad between the skating and non-skating officials, and we're so thankful to have a robust group of people that likes to call penalties on us.
they take special joy in doing that, is that right?
And it's great. It keeps us.
They make us better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gosh, that's exciting. Great. Well, thank you very much. We've been talking to three members from the Sitka Sound Slayers All-Stars, double-decker Barb Gordom. I have to spell that for you. It's G-O-R-E-D'E-M. And Risky Mistress. I do have one thing to say. I wore one of your sweatshirts at the airport somewhere down south, and you know, we were in the TSA line and, you know, facing, we were going in opposite directions, and somebody looked at me and just said, "I don't want to know." just like I was intimidating him or something.
Thanks for supporting the Slayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So looking forward to it. A meet coming up on the 14th and then another one in June on the 4th. So a game, rather. Thanks so much for joining me. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. It's 27 minutes after 8 a.m. Thanks for joining me.